something is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah.
This month, you see, this month is the month of dominion. You're going to put it to work. Exercise dominion. You're going to have to exercise dominion. Exercise dominion. Now, three important things in your exercise of dominion. Number one, through prayer. In James chapter 5, when we read from the 16th verse into the 17th verse, see what the Bible tells us. He says, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Is effective, you see. The fervent prayer of a righteous man is effective. Who is a righteous man? Oh, you just read it in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. He gave you the gift of righteousness. See? He's made you righteous. You have become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. In the mind of God, you are as righteous as Jesus is righteous. Why? Because the righteousness that you have is the righteousness of Jesus Christ, given to you to live by. So when God looks at you, he sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's the righteousness you have. You've been made righteous with the righteousness of Christ. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So he says, the prayer of a righteous man is very effective. Look at it. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Availeth much. You can read it in the Amplified Translation. I love the way he puts it. It says, the earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its work. That's wonderful. Wonderful. But now, go to the 17th verse. In the King James Translation, look at it. It says, Elias, that's Elijah. All right? Elias was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly. He prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. He prayed earnestly. See, he prayed. That's why he called it in the 16th verse, the heartfelt, continued. Heartfelt. Continued prayer. It's heartfelt. And the one who's praying is persistent. So Elijah prayed that way. And the Bible says he prayed that it should not rain. Why was he praying that way? Of course, because of the sins of the nation. The nation had gone so backward and they were worshiping Baal. So he prayed for a change. And one of the things he wanted was for the rain to cease and get the people's attention. And the Bible says, for 3.5 years, the rains stopped until he got their attention and went after the prophets of Baal, called fire out of heaven. And when they were converted, he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. He's teaching there about being fervent in prayer and expectation. So, in dominion, in exercising dominion, he wants us to know that we can make remarkable changes through prayer. That even the heaven responded. He says, and the heaven gave rain. He didn't say, and God answered. No, he says, the heaven gave rain. The heaven responded. Look at it. He prayed again, and the heaven gave rain. Heaven responded. And the earth brought forth her fruit. That's wonderful. So, you want to exercise dominion this month. Is there anything that you want to change in? The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, produces results. He wants you to know you can effect changes through prayer. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what you're confronted with, you say to yourself, I can make changes. I can. I can effect a change. I can. And they say, how are you going to do it? Say, by praying. By praying. I'm going to pray and I'm going to effect a change. That's the reason he gave us Elijah's prayer as an example. That's why he wanted us to know we could effect changes. Wonderful. All right. Then, secondly, faith proclamations. Faith proclamations. Faith proclamations. Declaring words of faith. Why we say faith? Because, you know, your faith must be connected to God's word. There's a huge difference between our faith proclamations and what they call positive thinking or positive talking. See? People just talk what they call positive talking or positive thinking because those things are positive. So they make declarations that are not connected to God's word. So that's not faith. That's just being positive in the flesh. It works sometimes. It works sometimes. But when push comes to shove, where it really matters, it fails. It fails. It's unable to resist the forces of nature, the forces of the spiritual, when demons get involved in it. Then that doesn't work. See? Because there's no promise to that. Otherwise, the natural man would have been completely successful in all things. But no, it's not connected to God's word, so it fails. Everything was created by the word of God. And so our faith is connected to the word. And when we talk according to what he said. All right, let me show it to you this way. In Hebrews chapter 13, I'm going to read to you from verse number 5. Hebrews chapter 13, from verse 5. It says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. Oh, I love that line. He says, be content with such things as you have. You don't have to wish you had that and that and that. No, no, no. Just be content with such things as you have. Why? Because with this principle that he's going to show you, you can get anything. You can make anything happen. Never feel like you've been shortchanged in life. He says, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he, God, he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Blessed be God. Oh, hallelujah. He says, be content with what you got. Why? Because God's on your side. He says, God has given you material. He had said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So God says, hey, I said that to you. What are you going to do with what I said? See, God's word is material. It's creative material. For the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. You see it? The things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So he had said, and he gives us just one example. I will never leave thee nor forsake. That's not all he said. But that's just one of those things. The principle here is, he had said, ... so that we may boldly say. You see? So he said something so that we can have a response. Our response is where the blessing is. God said something so that I can respond in consonance with him. He had said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so that I may boldly say. Not so that I might just say quiet. No, he says, he said it. He whispered it to my heart so that I can go out and say it, shout it on the housetop. Glory to God. The Lord is my helper. Woo, glory to God. The Lord is my helper so that I may boldly say, boldly say. You see, faith's proclamations. I boldly declare the Lord is helping me right now. He's helping me right now. I have help. Jesus said, I will not leave you helpless. I have help. They said, who's going to help you? From heaven. I have help from heaven. Glory to God. I have help from heaven. Blessed be God. I am helped from above. Hallelujah. So that we may boldly say, boldly say, boldly say. Yeah. Let's read again. Read again. Read that verse again. Let your conversation be without covetousness and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. And I will, look at that. Look at that part. I will not fear what man shall do unto me, because whatever man shall do unto me is nothing. They are not a factor. If somebody threatens you, you say, you are not a factor. My life is from above. Oh, I can show that to you. My life is from above. Hallelujah. I shall not fear what man shall do unto me. You just look and you laugh. Say, is that all you can do? Hey, glory to God. Is that all? Is that all? Is that all you can do? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And you declare it for yourself, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me, and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.